What is going on, beautiful people? I am Lee Hammack, the diagnosed self-aware narcissist known as mental illness, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about why you should not date when you are vulnerable, because that's how you end up with narcissistic people. Why you should not date when you are in a vulnerable state. This is my advice, y'all. Before we hop into today's episode, y'all, make sure y'all check out the self-love brand, I Love Me, the self-love brand by Lee Hammack, and whatnot. So the link is in the description of every video and podcast that I do. But yeah, y'all, you should not date when you're vulnerable. Because vulnerability, any type of vulnerability, y'all, is like blood in the water for a shark. Like, would you go to the middle of the ocean, right? Cut your shoulder and hop in the water. Would you do that? Like, ask yourself this question right here. This is for men, women, non-binary folks, whatever you identify as, whoever you identify as.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Would you do that? Would you go hop in the water? Would you go cut your arm and hop in the middle of the ocean? No swimsuit, and just wait and just tread water. Would you do that? No, most people would say, hell no, I'm not going to do that. I don't like sharks, Lee. I know what's in the ocean. So if you wouldn't do that, it's just very, very similar to dating while you're in a vulnerable state. I know a lot of people tell you that you should date when you're vulnerable. Like, hey, the best way to get healed, the best way to get over someone is to get under or over to, on top of somebody else. No, that's the worst way. Because y'all, you get these soul ties or twin flamed and burned up with narcissistic people because narcissists can sense it. When you're vulnerable, they take advantage of your vulnerability, y'all. If you are just getting out of a relationship, whether your previous relationship was toxic or not, you are in a vulnerable state. Unless you might be in a vulnerable state. You're mourning the loss of a friend relationship or whatever dynamic it was. You're mourning the loss of this relationship. So don't go out here and meet somebody right now, because sometimes this is why I say this, because when you meet a narcissistic person, when you're mourning the loss of a previous relationship, when you're trying to get over somebody else, when you're in a vulnerable state, you feel like they are saving you. You feel like they are there for you in this time of need, in this moment of need. So you attach a little bit more to them. You see what I'm saying? You attach a little bit more to this person and you feel like that they are there for you. You connect to this person. You know, you haven't given yourself time to heal from the previous relationship and you connect to this person. It makes it harder to let go. It makes it harder because sometimes I talk to so many people, y'all. They get cheated on in previous relationships and leave immediately the first time they get cheated on in a previous relationship. But if that first person they date is a narcissistic person that's there for them, that helps them get through this trying time, and then that narcissistic person cheats on them or does something worse, they don't leave the first time. Because now you're attached to this person. Now you're connected to this person. Now you feel like you owe this person something. You see what I'm saying? And that narcissistic person, that toxic person, that narcissist knows that. They're going to make you feel like you owe them something. Oh, wow. So I was there when you needed me. And you're not going to be there when I need you. Wow. Okay. All right. I see how it is. I see exactly how it is. This is the world, right? This is the earth, right? This is the world, right? You know what I mean? This is how it's got to go, right? But this is how it works. That's how it goes. That's how it works. You know what I mean? Don't date when you're in a vulnerable state. If you, again, y'all, vulnerability is not just losing a relationship partner. Vulnerability could be you just lost a job. Vulnerability, you've been in a vulnerable state, could mean you just broke up with you and your best friend are having an argument. Vulnerability is you didn't get the job. You didn't get the promotion. You didn't pass the test. Your mom just passed away. Your dad just passed away. That's what vulnerability is, y'all. It's not just losing a relationship partner. It's not just getting divorced or breaking up with a partner. Vulnerability extends. Vulnerability is open-ended. It's a, you know, vulnerability means something different to every single person. So if you're in a vulnerable state, if you feel like you don't have enough emotional space, if you feel like, matter of fact, if you feel like you're leaning, if you need to lean on someone else, don't lean on people you already know and not people that are sexually attracted to you. Don't lean on people that are sexually attracted to you, because that's when you lean right into the bedroom and get your little cheeks clapped by a narcissist, and then you be addicted to them. Now they were there for you. You see what I'm saying? Everybody's like, narcissistic people, y'all, from the mind of a narcissist. Like, I don't personally, like, this is how my mindset. I know I said earlier that narcissists can, they can sense when you're vulnerable. I don't think they just go after vulnerable people, though. Because how they know you're vulnerable? You're not giving off a pheromone or something like that. You just do through conversation and knowing people. If this is a mutual friend hooked y'all up, hey, she just got divorced. Hey, Lee, this is my friend. This is my friend, whatever name y'all. This is my friend Shannon. She just got divorced. She's just out here having fun. You know, I know you a good guy. She was going to hook y'all up. Gotcha. See, your friend just set you up with a narcissist. You see what I'm saying? Not knowing, she thinks I'm a good guy because she thinks I'm a good guy because all the things she's seen is the good guy stuff I've been putting out. You see what I'm saying? I don't have a bad reputation, but your friend just unknowingly set you up with a narcissist, and she already told me that you were vulnerable. You see what I'm saying? That's how it happens sometimes. And yes, y'all, women can be narcissists as well. I'm just using myself as an example. You see how that worked though? Like, narcissistic people, I don't know if you're vulnerable unless you tell me, unless we get to know each other. I don't know unless somebody else tells me. Unless you're looking sad at the bar and you're like, you know, like the little cherry, the little cherry, you're like, stuff like that. You know what I mean? Just in that space right there. That's how it works right there, y'all. That's the mindset. That's the dynamic. You know what I mean? They just see you sad as hell and they come get you. Your body language. Sometimes they can tell vulnerability and sadness through your body language. You know what I mean? They watch this thing. Just don't watch out for this situation, y'all, because they can sense it. Once they get to talking to you and they can sense it, because sometimes you trauma them. Sometimes, especially if you don't have anybody else to talk to and you vent to a narcissist, you might, like I say, it's like you might as well have this mic right here and be talking directly to the devil. You see what I'm saying? Hello, Satan. I just got out of a 5-year relationship with my ex, who I thought I was going to spend the rest of my life with. And then they cheated on me. With my best friend. So I lost my ex and my best friend. And I'm hurt. See, now, Satan is on the other end of the mic. Satan got his headphones on. Satan is like, you know what? You're in luck. I got a nice narcissist for you. And they're going to serve you up one. You see what I'm saying? That's how it happens, y'all. I don't know why I think of this stuff. But I know people are like, Lee, how do you think of this stuff? I don't know. It just came to the top of my head. But yeah, when you're vulnerable, I haven't ever went after a vulnerable person. The people that I went at, people that I ended up with just happened to be in a vulnerable state. It was just like, hey, I'm vulnerable now. Like, this is the thing about me, and this is one of the things about me, and a lot of narcissists. We're easy to talk to, y'all. That's what I'm saying. Like, people tell, like, y'all, I'm telling you, even before I started this social media stuff, people would just come to me and in the bars or just whatever I was at and just tell me what was going on in their life. I'm chilling. This is men and women. This is not just women. This is people who just tell me, man, Lee, this is going on. I'm like, oh, wow, really? Dang. Just tell me. It's trauma dump. I said, y'all, if you're feeling like you're in a vulnerable state, go talk to a therapist or a life coach or somebody to help you before you get out there in the dating world. Because if you are vulnerable, it's more like, especially if you just went through a breakup with somebody. Let's just say you just got out of a relationship with another narcissist, right? And they blamed you for everything. They told you, you feel like everything was your fault. You go out and meet somebody else. You go out and meet another narcissistic person. You might be carrying some residual self-doubt from your previous relationship. And when you start seeing, the red flags of these, of this new relationship, you might ignore them or overlook them and just be like, no, that's just my insecurities talking. That's just my vulnerability. You, whatever it is, you might downplay it. Then I said, take your time to heal, y'all, because if you hop right back out there, I'm telling you, you're going to hop right back into a relationship with a narcissistic person. And it's probably not going to go well. Like, it might start off hot and heavy in the love of your life right after you got a relationship, right after one of your parents passed away, right after you lost your best friend, right after your dog or cat got hit by a car, something like that. You mean right after your ferret got loose and didn't come back home. Whatever the situation is, whatever has made you vulnerable, that's what I'm just saying. Take your time to heal. Because if you do not take your time, I promise you, you're going to end up with a narcissistic person. And not only do you need to take your time to heal, but take your time to just give yourself some space. Time to just, and don't ignore the red flags. Don't just take time. If you see a red flag pop up and you think it's red flaggy, that's a word that I've created, y'all. That's a word I'm going to coin. Red flag. If it's red flaggy, if it's like a little bit of a red flag, don't ignore it, y'all. If you see out the corner of your eye and you're like, is that a red flag? Well, if what they just said red flag, if what they just did a red flag, I don't know. It might not be a red flag. Maybe a butterfly. Might be a butterfly flapping its wings down there. No, y'all, it's a red flag. Stop ignoring them. Because when you ignore them, if you ignore the red flags early on, you regret them. You regret it. I haven't met a person who ignored the red flags early on and was thankful that they did it. You know what I mean? I'm gonna put a status up here. Has anybody ever been thankful they ignored the red flags? I'm about to put that post up right now. Y'all gonna see it right now. You're gonna see it up. If I don't know when I'm posting the video, but you'll see it up here pretty soon. I do have to hop off here. Y'all have a one-on-one. If y'all are still interested in the one-on-ones or my group coaching sessions or my in-person stuff, mentalhealness.net is still live. Like and subscribe for more. Mental Illness is out. Peace. Thanks so much for making this to the end of my video, y'all. If you haven't already, make sure you check out my self-love journal on Amazon. Lee Hammack, I Love Me, a self-love journal. Help you rebuild their self-love and authenticity after a toxic relationship. Thank you.